With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It's a second week of falling gas prices. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas has fallen 4 cents to $5.69 a gallon since the last check on September 3rd. The average price of premium self-service dipped 4 cents, taking it to $6.14. The average price of diesel is now $6.20. That's down a penny. According to ERCO, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas at AA Savannah Rubis for $5.59 a gallon. That's the same best price as last week. On the diesel side of things, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.70 a gallon, up 3 cents from September 3rd. You can find the latest gas prices at offreg.ky. 7 of 8 outstanding reports related to Public Accounts Committee recommendations to government are expected to be tabled later this month.
It has been through caucus and is now progressing to cabinet, and so we don't see any obstacles to us having that there for the next meeting of Parliament.
Under Parliament rules, government must formally respond to PAC reports within 3 months of them being laid in Parliament. These are called government minutes. They're supposed to address recommendations and explain what actions government has taken or plans to take with regards to them. In an April report, the Auditor General wrote 90% of government minutes responding to PAC reports had not yet been tabled or were tabled late. Speaking in the Public Accounts Committee meeting on Tuesday, Deputy Governor the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon told MPs there is only one outstanding report that is not expected to be tabled on the 30th.
In our discussions with the Office of the Auditor General, we recognized that the 8th report was on the entity formerly known as OFREG, the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, and that there is an audit that is either slated or already underway for this entity again that would cover many of the same parameters of the last audit.
She added, rather than deliver a minute on that, government will wait to get the refreshed update on ERCO. The chairman of the PAC said this is, quote, a significant step. And as you heard right here on Radio KMAN, government has set up a new portal that will, quote, manage all of the recommendations as they are being created to ensure going forward things stay up to date.
So in the case of PAC tabling its report, that will then result in us taking that report back, entering those recommendations and identifying the agencies to which they are directed, being able to not only issue them with the instructions about the responses that are necessary, but building into that the prompts that are required to make sure that we are monitoring their progress with providing those responses, and building into that the time that we require for our own internal review so that the matter is able to go to caucus.
From caucus, it then heads to cabinet and in theory proceeds to the next meeting of Parliament. The Public Accounts Committee resumes this morning at 10 a.m. as it continues to review the Auditor General's report. Make sure to tune in to our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM, to hear the proceedings live. And police need your help to find 13-year-old Shayla Bush, who was reported missing on Monday. She was last seen walking towards the Pal Smith Drive area of West Bay wearing a white T-shirt, gray short pants, and no shoes. She's encouraged to attend the nearest police station immediately. It's a crime to harbor a young person and could land you with a $2,000 fine or 3 months in jail. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Researchers at the artificial intelligence giant Anthropic say they're worried the technology could threaten humanity. Anthropic's Alignment Science lead said he personally believed there was a greater than 10% chance AI could kill us all in the next decade. The owner of China's largest messaging service, WeChat, has thanked a US cybersecurity firm for uncovering a software vulnerability that could have put more than a billion users at risk. The firm, Caliph, says it developed an AI-powered cyberattack worm that would spread between phones in seconds through WeChat calls. Tencent, which owns WeChat, says it's now fixed the vulnerability. The Israeli authorities are taking further action against British and European-linked organisations and individuals in response to the sanctions imposed on goods from settlements in the occupied West Bank. The diaspora minister has recommended that representatives from Oxfam and Save the Children, among other groups, should be denied entry. BBC News.